Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Theology is the study of God. But in the street use of the word, your theology is what you believe about God. Now, historically, the church has based its theology upon the written word of God, the Bible, with tradition affirming the position which godly men and women have held down through the years. The church, meaning the body of believers in Jesus Christ, of all faiths around the world, is in the world. Men and women who are believers aren't raised in a hermetically sealed, sanctified, separated environment. They rub shoulders with people who don't share their faith, who think of Christians as being right-wing or religious fanatics. Christians attend secular universities, watch the same TV programs, which at times is to their shame, as non-Christians. We read the same history books. We ride the same buses, trains, and airplanes. There's no questioning the fact that the church has impacted and influenced society. 11, which makes a statement about values, marriage, integrity, and old-fashioned decency. There's no questioning the fact that society today is influencing the church. But what isn't clear today is which is having the greater influence on whom. In our day, something strange, something very sinister is happening. Society has begun to interpret God in light of contemporary ideas. And when the process is finished, God, whomever he or she may be as society pictures him, is vastly different from the God of the Bible, the God of history. How far do we go with relevance? Are we guilty of what Paul said we should not do when he wrote to the Romans? Do not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, he said, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The real question has become this: is the church changing society, or is society changing the church? Wanting to be relevant and contemporary, is the church willingly compromising its integrity, advocating teaching which is a far cry from that which was held by the apostles and the church fathers? I'm thinking in particular of the allegation that contends that traditional Christianity is sexist by thinking of God as Father. This mentality ignores both the example of Jesus and the practices of the early church, which set an example for 40 generations to follow. But now we are told that to think of God as Father is incorrect. The World Council of Churches and some church groups who hold a low view of Scripture now refer to God as our Father and Mother, and are changing not only Scripture, bending it to conform to the theology of society, but radically changing the words so that no one will feel left out. The question that must be answered is this: by what authority can society set aside both Scripture and tradition to rewrite the books in contemporary language today? Failing to understand that the Trinity, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, don't conform to human generation, that is, a mother and a father producing an offspring, we make God in our own image, as pagans have done since the beginning of history. It isn't a matter of relevance. It is a fundamental conflict of ideologies and purposes. To change that which God deems unchangeable has to be born of a conspiracy that would destroy the very essence of Christianity. The world and the church have never coexisted terribly well, and when they make peace at the cost of integrity, it's an illegitimate peace.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.